We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We talk sports. You talk sports.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
I got my first real six string. Bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was a
all right, here we go. Summer of 69, I got to think that's the signature song for Bryan Adams.
Good one.
One of your fellow Canadians.
My boy, lived
you
next
love
door.
Him. You love him.
Just lives next door.
Where did he, where was he, where is he from?
Canada.
Thanks for the details. I'm curious to know that.
I honestly have no, I don't know.
Trevor Foreman joins us on the hotline. We're talking to teachers. In this time, because they are going above and beyond across the board everywhere, dealing with students and teaching in this COVID environment. Trevor, hello. Trevor, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing? Jason freaking Duda, man.
Wait a minute. You're more impressed that you're talking to Duda than you are in talking to me?
Why do you sound so surprised,
well,
Bob?
Well,
three
Jason
fans.
Duda didn't say, Jason Duda didn't say to the nail, so... I don't know.
Yeah, oh, wow. That a boy. I like this guy.
Wow.
I like this guy.
Wow. That
oh,
hurts.
Oh, man.
Well, we're regardless of your bad attitude, we're happy to have you with us.
I'm done now. I'll be the first teacher kicked off the show. Nice.
So
somebody's got to be first, Trevor. He might as well be you.
So tell us about I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I want to know about Duda's wood shop story. That's what the people want to hear. That's kind of what I thought.
I don't want to take time away from
him. Yeah, it's too long. And it's get him in trouble with his kids.
Long enough. I've been doing this long enough. I got a pretty good idea where this might go. So it's
I don't think you do.
Steer clear.
That's the thing. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Well, maybe you do. You got to remember back home, the legal drinking age was 18. We used to have Thirsty Thursdays.
Oh,
and he used to go to woodworking class drunk.
So, Bob.
Oh.
Now you're putting words in my mouth.
Okay.
That's not exactly how it happens.
Oh, not exactly.
So, Trevor, let's get to you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay? My goodness.
It's a good story, though, Trevor. I'll share it with you sometime.
So, the woodworking part of it we get. Everybody takes woodworking at some level of school, I believe still. I certainly did, and it's a valuable course. But what we don't understand is robotics. Tell us about robotics and teaching robotics and how that comes into play at this point in the 21st century.
I tell you what, it is very difficult to explain. I sent you some pictures, direct message on Twitter. You can't teach engineering and science and STEM like you did even 10, 20 years ago. You can't keep kids locked in and learning real life skills in this VEX robotics that we're a part of. This is my ninth year. And when we started 9 years ago, it was Heston and Hillsborough High School were the only two in the state that had it. Now there's pushing 150 middle schools across the state and 70-ish high schools that have it. Administrators are figuring out that we can't teach engineering the same way we have for all these years. And look, I do not have an engineering background. I was hired to be the woodshop teacher. But I spend, you know, fast forward 9 years later, I spend 80% of my time with the robotics because I see the value in it and the real world experience and problem solving and troubleshooting and anger management. They're learning engineering and that kind of stuff. But the life skills that they're learning is just absolutely huge. And I think there's just a shift on how we have to approach teaching engineering because you can't read it out of a book. The kids have to experience it. They have to be excited about it. And there's 30 different robotics platforms across the country, and all of them are good. All of them have value. And it's just a different way to teach kids. However, I will say this, I don't have an engineering background. I buy the kids parts and I give them opportunities. I stay out of their way. If you're going to fail, it's going to be on you. If you're going to succeed, it's going to be on you. And those are life skills you can't get reading about engineering and science out of a textbook. And it is exploding across America and worldwide. We've been fortunate enough to go to the world championships the past 4 or 5 years in Louisville, Kentucky. And it's a very exciting, very difficult to explain, but very worthwhile endeavor. It absolutely is. And the kids love it. And then so do I.
So robotics and then obviously shop class. Are these that courses the kids have to take or are they electives?
No.
And so how is the woodworking class in shop? Do a lot of kids like that stuff? Is that the way it is? Because I was never allowed to use the lathe when I went on Thursday afternoons back to class.
Because he was drunk.
Well, that's Bob!
Well, I was going to say, when you've been taking shots at Jameson, you probably shouldn't be allowed on the lathe to do that. I mean, come on, that's...
Well, that's kind of what my teacher would say when I would walk in. But we'll get to that story another time.
Whatever. Anyway, no, it's an elective. There is kind of my mid-level course. There's a beginner, mid-level, and an advanced. The mid-level, you do get an art credit, but it's not required. So I get kids who want to be there, and that's nice. It really is. And I've got I ask them the first day, what do you know about woodworking? And some of the kids are very shy. Well, I don't know anything at all. And I said, that's perfect. You're in the right place. You know, the ones who scare me are the ones, oh, Grandpa taught me how to do the table saw when I was 4. You know, those are the kids you got to kind of keep an eye on. But no, it's an elective. It's different. You're working with your hands, just like robotics. You're working with your hands. You're not sitting doing story problems. It's a lot of fun. It's different. I've got a student that graduated a few years ago down at Pittsburgh State. He's getting his master's degree paid for to teach part of the Wood Tech program. And of course, nowadays, Wood Tech, it's not, building shelves and, framing houses. It's programming the machines to do the work for you. And, that's kind of how it's shifted over the years. And, but it's just different. And the kids get a break. They get to work with their hands. They get to troubleshoot. They get to think. They get to make stuff for their boyfriends or girlfriends or grandmothers and grandparents and probation officers. So, it's a pretty, it's just a different
in Duda's
class.
Case.
Yes.
Trevor Foreman, our guest teacher at Heston High School. So I ask all our teachers how COVID has changed what you're doing. I can't imagine teaching woodworking and robotics via the computer screen, but I'm sure you're doing some of that. So how does that work out?
Well, we did from March 17th at 4 o'clock when I got the news, and then my phone started blowing up. I'm not ashamed to say I cried that night. I was devastated that those seniors were going to miss out on what they were going to miss out on. And we did the Zoom meetings, but online education is going to be the kind of the new oxymoron of 2020. It just doesn't exist. It just doesn't. I know we have to, and it's all we have. But nothing replaces, especially in my case, the hands-on, you know. But from March to May, it was very difficult. You send them YouTube links of, you know, what not to do on a table saw and how to work the lathe. But you can't, you know, somebody else is teaching them, not me. And it's been very difficult. Thankfully, we're back in school in person. We're hybrid, which is half the kids in the morning, half the kids in the afternoon. Everybody's wearing masks, and it's not that big of a deal. It really isn't. You get used to them. You know, even the kids that I had butted heads with before the shutdown, when we, you know, opened up on, I don't know, September 2nd or 3rd, it was kind of like a high school class reunion. It was just good to see them. It was just a relief to, you know, whatever happened in the past, that really doesn't matter. You know, how you've been holding up. It's so good to be back in the classroom. And we're, as far as I know, we're doing it the right way. You know, this is all a big human experiment that we're a part of. But online education, it's a necessary evil right now. But in my case, it's impossible. You just can't. You know, hopefully we can keep from going to the red zone if the, you know, teachers and staff and students make great decisions. You know, we'll be able to stay open all year. If people start making bad decisions, then we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But it's so nice to be back. It is so nice. And I really hope we keep doing the right things and can keep the doors open.
Trevor, always, we really appreciate you coming on the show today, talking about your teaching experience at Heston. Thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Hey,
and you can say goodbye to Jason Duda.
Duda, I still want to hear his story, but that's all right.
I'll share it some other time when I'm on next week.
Okie doke. You guys take care. Thank you for the opportunity.
You too. Be good.
Trevor Foreman from Heston High School, where he teaches robotics and woodworking. So there you go. Now the former mayor of Wichita, Jeff Longwell, attacks me by saying, "I didn't hear you apologizing for hating on Baker Mayfield yesterday."
He played the Bengals.
You should concede that your son was right.
Oh, no.
Baker Mayfield had a serviceable game.
Against
yesterday.
The Bengals.
Yeah.
The Bengals.
Let's calm down on the Baker Mayfield.
I'll tell you what. If Baker can play well in the four games against Pittsburgh and Baltimore, I will apologize for you and myself.
We'll both get on the air and apologize together.
It'll be 2 hours of apologizing.
That's all we'll do.
And it'll just be Mr. Mayfield.
Yeah.
It won't be Baker.
We'll call his parents.
Mr. Mayfield, you're the greatest.
We'll call his parents and offer to bake them a pie.
If he can show up at all in those four games, I will apologize as well.
Thank you. So let's calm down on Baker Mayfield.
One game.
And Jeff says, I'm on a 37-year being right streak.
Who, you are or him?
No, him. that was his response. I like him less when he's not on the show than I do when he is.
Yeah, well, I would agree. Absolutely agree,
I can't
100%.
Take it. What do we have in the U.S. Open? I know you're following.
You need your boy
closely.
To birdie.
Don't worry about my guys.
He has to, or he's not going to make the cut, and he parred. Morikawa, the guy that you
put on
a pedestal before we did this, is not even going to be there for the weekend.
That hurts. Oh, well, he'll have a Hall of Fame career, and I'll pick him next time. I'll pick him for the Masters. That's more his course anyway. He'll tear up Augusta.
Oh, it's Augusta now?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be back in a minute. Bob Lutz, Jason Duda, a Friday week-ending, thank God, edition.
It's almost over, people.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.